He wanted to modify the social order, improve it, but not completely overturn it. He was a reluctant revolutionary. When the Boston Tea Party happened, this 19-year-old college student was uniquely qualified to argue its case. His background clerking in the West Indies had taught him much about British tax policies. He aligned himself with the Sons of Liberty by opposing taxation without representation, while still hoping for some form of reconciliation between the colonists and the British Empire. He advocated for a limited monarchy, believing that the colonies would one day surpass their mother country in both population and a diversified economy, and predicted the way to best the British would be through smaller skirmishes, a tactic that was later adopted at his suggestion. Along with many of his fellow students, Hamilton enlisted, and while he did fight, and fought to fight, he kept begging for a field command. Hamilton spent much of the war as Washington's aide-de-camp, writing and translating for the general. No mere assistant, he acted as Washington's number two, often thinking for and acting for him, ordering around men of higher rank. His political and economic theories took more shape when he saw how difficult it was for the Continental Army to get its funding from Congress, thanks to rampant inflation, an undervalued currency due to a tendency to just keep printing more money, and state versus federal powers. Hamilton